I'm going to speak first. I have to level with you before I hear one more nice thing. The reason that you're not totally awestruck, and I'm reminded of that little cartoon that got passed around of the spacemen who come, and there is one of them at the foot of the stairs having fallen down, and he's just a mess. And the humans are all looking, and the one in the door said, well, there goes instilling them with awe. Sometimes that's the way I feel. Ours is not to go about instilling ones with awe. Ours is to awaken man to recognize his worthiness, his godness. And you have a planet in trouble, in evolvement, in growth, a civilization basically ready to perish if something is not done. It doesn't matter whether or not it is an illusion conjured by a thought process. That's all life is. That's all anything is. It is your experience in that manifested format that has consequence. It doesn't matter, do you see? It only matters according to your soul. And I come and I hear you, and I have the privilege of seeing within, but so do you. When it comes right down to it, you refuse to see. Some see and recognize it for what it is. Others see it and still hold their distance. You are simply the physical hands wearing it together. There isn't any separation. We're in it together. And we're going to walk together. Or we're not going to pull it off. And you're worthy of pulling it off. All we need is the goal. And never lose sight of it. Never lose sight of it. And I'm simply the commander. We serve where our task can be best fulfilled. That makes me no better than you. There goes the awe. I cherish you. I cannot express what I feel for you. I cannot express the anger that I feel when I see you abused. Because to have come back to this place to serve in the mission that you have chosen means that you're going to be hurt. Mm-hmm. Physical hurt is one thing, and that's what you dread. But that's not what the pain is. And on the way, we're going to be able to live with that in the wonders of the universe. Is to be successful. We must do it. We came to do it. We will do it. And I cannot express my love for you. I feel at the advantage, because you can't remember what we shared last evening or the debate we might have had as to how to do something. And I'm privileged, I can remember. But I get to see a part of you that you cannot see. Not in your wildest imagination. I see what you really are. And I salute you. Go in peace. For my mission depends on you. And I intend to do my mission. Salute. Salute. I'm going to speak first. I have to level with you before I hear one more nice thing. The reason that you're not totally awestruck, and I'm reminded of that little cartoon that got passed around of the spacemen who come, and there is one of them at the foot of the stairs having fallen down, and he's just a mess. And the humans are all looking, and the one in the door said, well, there goes instilling them with awe. Sometimes that's the way I feel. Ours is not to go about instilling ones with awe. Ours is to awaken man to recognize his worthiness, his godness. And you have a planet in trouble, in evolvement, in growth, a civilization basically ready to perish if something is not done. It doesn't matter whether or not it is an illusion conjured by a thought process. That's all life is. That's all anything is. It is your experience in that manifested format that has consequence. It doesn't matter, do you see? It only matters according to your soul. And I come and I hear you, and I have the privilege of seeing within, but so do you. When it comes right down to it, you refuse to see. Some see and recognize it for what it is. Others see it and still hold their distance. You are simply the physical hands wearing it together. There isn't any separation. We're in it together. And we're going to walk together, or we're not going to pull it off. And you're worthy of pulling it off. All we need is the goal, and never lose sight of it. Never lose sight of it. And I'm simply the commander. We serve where our task can be best fulfilled. That makes me no better than you. There goes the awe. I cherish you. I cannot express what I feel for you. I cannot express the anger that I feel when I see you abused. Because to have come back to this place to serve in the mission that you have chosen means that you're going to be hurt. Physical hurt is one thing, and that's what you dread. But that's not what the pain is. And on the way, we're going to be able to live with that in the wonders of the universe. Is to be successful. We must do it. We came to do it. We will do it. And I cannot express my love for you. I feel at the advantage, because you can't remember what we shared last evening, or the debate we might have had as to how to do something. And I'm privileged, I can remember. But I get to see a part of you that you cannot see. Not in your wildest imagination. I see what you really are. And I salute you. Go in peace. Therefore, my mission depends on you. And I intend to do my mission. Salud. Salud.